Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. .52 Tuesday morning here on KSJE. Tuesday, of course, means it's time for our Adopt a Pet Tuesday segment. And that's when I get to talk with Amber Francisco from the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter. She is here to tell us about some of the pets available for adoption this week. Amber, good morning.
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. Thank you for being with us, of course. And tell us about some of the pets that are available for adoption. You're still pretty full?
We are still pretty full. Unfortunately, in dogs, we are every day is kennel to kennel just to make it through the day. So we need to get some of these happy, smiley faces out of here and into their forever home.
Okay. All right. Well, without any further ado, tell us about Gia.
Gia is a sweet-year-old, one-year-old healer mix. She loves people. She loves cuddles. She loves walks in the park, so she's up for just about anything. You got to come down and meet her. She's young, so she's still got a lot of energy, but she will make the perfect pet for any family. She gets along with other dogs, so you've got to come down and meet that smiley, happy face, and I know that whoever does will fall in love and want to take her home.
Okay. All right. Very good. That's Gia. And what about Coconut?
You know, Coconut is a happy boy looking for his forever home. He's a one-year-old husky mix who would love to find his new forever best friend. And if you can see his picture, that smile, he is ready to go and just live life and be right by your side for the rest of his life.
Very cool. Okay. And last but not least is Mikey.
Mikey is, we call him a survivor because he actually survived parvo. He recently went through parvo treatment through one of our foster homes. He was returned, and now he's, you know, looking for a forever home. He's been in a foster home with other dogs, other cats, kids, so he's going to make a perfect addition to any family. And, you know, I always say they've got their bags packed, and he's sitting in a suitcase.
He really does. That's true, literally, right?
Yep, he's ready.
Definitely ready to go. Well, great. Well, that is Mikey. And, of course, all these animals are available to adopt from the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter. Coconut is there as well, as you can see on the screen. And we want to show you the picture of Gia as well. And you've got an event coming up, too. Gosh, it's coming up pretty quick, isn't it?
It's coming up, yes. It's this Saturday, our annual Bark in the Park. It is a fun time for everyone. It's a family-friendly event. You can bring your four-legged family members along with you. We have if you haven't registered for the Doggy Dash, you can do that online or scan any of the little QR codes that are on our flyers around town. Get signed up. When you do that, you get to come romp and run and play with your dog and then come and join Bark in the Park. We've got quite a few food vendors, different vendors selling stuff, and we will be doing our annual adoptable pet parade where we will walk dogs that are available through the crowd so you can meet them outside of their kennel and see their true personality shine. It's a lot of fun, so hopefully everyone comes down and sees us and adopts a dog.
Very true. We hope that they will. And this is a free event, is it not, in the park?
Yep, it's a free event right here down in Animas Park, right by the shelter. So it's a lot of fun. We have a lot of vendors who will be highlighting their personal owned businesses here that are, some of them are animal related, some of them are not. It's a fun time for everyone here. So we have a little obstacle course that we, agility course that we set up for people to bring their dogs to go through. It's a lot of fun. So I hope everyone decides to come down and join us.
Very
from
true.
From 11 to 2 on Saturday.
We hope they do. I can't believe it's already April 27th this Saturday, but you're right. It is. So it'll be here before we know it. But 11 to 2 at Animas Park, right there off of Browning Parkway. It is the 2024 Bark in the Park with the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter. And again, if folks want more details on these dogs or the other animals you have available, they can go to the shelter, of course, or online, right?
Yep, they can come down to the shelter. We always recommend coming down and seeing them in person. But if you want to take a look and see who is available, you can go on to 24 Pet Connect, put in a zip code for the city of Farmington, and it'll pull up all of the animals here. Come down and take a look. We would love to help you find your forever new friend.
Very true. Wonderful. Well, Amber, thanks so much for joining me this week, of course, and we'll see you on Saturday at Bark in the Park.
We'll see you then. Thank you.
All right. Have a great week. Thanks very much. You too. That's Amber Francisco from the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter. She is my guest every Tuesday at this time for our weekly Adopt-a-Pet Tuesday segment. And you can, of course, help us spread the word about these great animals that are available at the shelter. Just share this post from our Facebook page or the KSJE YouTube channel with your social media contacts or friends and family. It's part of our weekly commitment to animal welfare here in the Four Corners area. I'm Scott Micklid. Thanks so much for joining me this morning. Have a great rest of your Tuesday. I'll be back with you tomorrow morning a little after 8 o'clock right here on KSJE, Farmington, New Mexico, broadcasting from San Juan College. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.